What's cracking? Episode 2, the PDA podcast. Are we showing love? Are we bigging you up? Are we elevating you to the next level? Or are we on your ass? PDA playing devil's advocate. You know, scrutinizing, criticizing, showing you your flaws, showing you to yourself, helping you realize what's going on, what those issues are. Today's topic, episode 2, we back at you. We getting in your chest. We at your neck. We always gonna keep it a buck. We gonna keep it a rack. We gonna keep it 1,000 with you. Today's topic, female hypergamy and how do we overcome it. I'm sure you've been seeing this everywhere, around every corner, every article, every podcast, every TV show, movies. Hypergamy, hypergamy, hypergamy. It's a new hot popular term. It can be defined as the act of marrying a person of superior caste or class. And in layman's terms, or just to keep it simple, simply put, female hypergamy, a woman's inclination to marry the best man she can find. Now, what does that mean? We all know this, fellas. Her natural tendencies are to date up, not down. Now, we're not speaking about 100% of anything. We don't speak in absolutes on this channel, on this podcast. But I'm sure we've all encountered that. Or they'll say, she's out of your league. She's too good for you. But what she really means is, you're not good enough for her. You know? She has to look up to you. You have to be doing better than her in some form, shape, or capacity. She's not gonna fuck with you. Now, be it fair or not, we have to accept it. It is what it is. It's the way it's always been. And as I'm currently residing in these great United States of America, we're going through a current female liberation. You know, it's adding on to the feminist movement, and it's female empowering, you know? Everything dealing with men is being scrutinized. We're being chopped down, you know? Women are getting the jobs, the opportunities. They're excelling at a higher rate. They're being educated at a higher rate. You know, they're getting higher salaries at a higher rate. Middle-level management, they're getting promoted at a higher rate. So, fellas, how do we overcome this? How do you stand strong? How do you stand tall as a man when, in society, females are getting a boost all across the board overall? So, you know, we're not just gonna speculate. We're not just gonna talk out of our ass around here on this podcast. We're gonna bring in some relevant information. We're gonna bring in some research. We're gonna look into some statistics and facts and even reach out if need be. Bring in additional references and resources. And I found a great little article by a writer. You know, I believe it's Spirit Hack is the name of the article or the, you know, the publication. And the article is written by a young man by the name of Mr. Lachlan Brown. So we want to make sure he gets his credit for any of his ideas that we may use or reference or call upon as we get some type of clarification or straightening on this ever important topic. Female hypergamy. How do we overcome it today on PDA? Now, biologically, it makes sense for females to go ahead and look for the most affluent, the most successful, the most physically imposing type of man. That way she ensures the strength of the DNA, of the genes that she's gonna mate and create life with. She wants her kids to be the most successful. She wants them to have the most opportunity they can have. She wants them to succeed in life. You know, everyone should want their progeny to do as best they can, or to have anything they need, any and everything they need to become successful in life, to get it there, you know? That's just being a good parent. But is it entirely fair that she's holding, or shall I say, her standards are vastly above what she herself may deserve? You know, so that's where we as men take a little side eye to female nature, because in their eyes, they feel they're qualified to a man of means. They feel they deserve someone who's doing well, someone who can assist, aid, and deliver them resources, deliver them the things that people desire in life, whether they've worked for it themselves to attain it or not. You know, we've all seen Pretty Woman, you know, famous case of hypergamy right there. Woman's a prostitute, but ends up with what? The rich, wealthy playboy, you know, and he whisks her away to a better lifestyle, you know? Prostitute, you know, one of the lowest women in our society. You know what I'm saying? Morally speaking. However, what did it do? Perpetuated the stereotypes that we see every day. Little girls are born and bred and raised up on this via Disney. Prince Charming, come carry me away, sweep me up off my feet to live happily ever after. Come on now. I know y'all hear me preaching in here. I know y'all hear me preaching in here. But back to the article by Mr. Brown. You know, the article goes on to talk about pregnancy a little bit more, saying that it's a huge investment of time and resources for a woman, so naturally she wants the best outcome she can get. Makes sense. It does make sense. And that, you know, human nature, common sense, so on and so forth. But the key to overcoming hypergamy, how do we get around this? How do we get around this? It's the self-improvement plan, fellas. You have to better yourself daily. Okay? I'm talking about physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, socially. Come on now. If she's going to use hypergamy, we need to hack it. Now, once again, we're not saying that it's wrong. We're not saying that it's inaccurate. We're not saying that, hey, we don't understand the nature of female hypergamy. What we're saying is it is a little one-sided, because it's not bringing into account the fairness aspect or the equality aspect. In my opinion, you have to be about at least two levels above a female for her to actually deem you qualified to even be in her presence. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. If we want to get spiritual, I'm not the most religious person, you know, but I'm sure people can point out there are biblical scriptures where they say you should be equally yoked to your partner, you know? You should be of the same cloth, of the same creed. Not, hey, you know, what type of guys are we that we even accept women who are less, who have less, who bring less to the table than we do? You know, come on, man. Let's keep it all the way a buck. Let's keep it a rack. Let's keep it one thou wow. You know, women, no matter what, they deem themselves entitled to a man of means, to a man that's doing better than them. You know, not factoring in, are they pulling their weight in this situation? 9 times out of 10, in my opinion, if the woman is looking at you and she deems you qualified, then really, you might as well look at her as unqualified. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, as men, we accept little to nothing. We accept the bare minimum. You know, we're not out here holding these women to a higher standard. We're not even requiring them to really bring anything to the table other than what they were blessed with, which is what they have physically, what's between their legs. So we have to do better ourselves. But for the time being, let's go ahead and I'm gonna give you the game. I'm gonna give you a couple of tips and tools that you can use. You know, like we're gonna look at some traits here, you know, where you can give yourself a chance to meet the woman of your dreams. So number one on the list, it's not in any type of order of importance or, you know, any type of ordering as far as which, you know, traits or characteristics would, you know, bring you better success out here. That's not what this list is. It's just different characteristics, tools, tips. You can formulate a strategy using these. And once again, self-improvement is key. You know, in reality, guys, we have it better because, let's face it, the number one thing that we're looking for out of a woman that makes her qualified, we're going off of looks. She doesn't have to be at a certain income level. She doesn't have to be at a certain status level. If she has a cute face, slim waist, come on now. And the other things, depending on your personal preferences of what you deem desirable, if she matches that, we'll pretty much give her a shot, you know. But what we're learning over time as we develop ourselves and become the best man we can be out here, we have to learn our opponent, we have to learn our enemy, we have to learn our prey. I may speak harshly, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. We got to study these females and find out how to be ever-changing as society is and as the roles are changing as well. So let's go back to the list. Point one, leadership. You know, let's face it, women love men who are leaders and take initiative. If you can somehow assert yourself, demonstrate that quality, go ahead and become that leader. Show that you are dependable. Show that you can be counted upon. Show that you can take the reins. You can take control and you can lead the ship and steer the ship. Okay? By ship, I mean relationship, friendship, situationship, whatever type of dealings that you and that woman have. If you can show her that, hey, I can lead this thing, baby, and I got us, and under my leadership, we'll be okay, she'll follow you, you know, and she'll look at you in a light that you want to be looked at. Step two, point two, quality two, trait two, sense of humor, knowing how to make a woman laugh, one of the best skills you can develop, you know. It helps to ease tension. It helps to create a relaxed environment. You know, it helps to make someone just feel good when they're around you. You know, harboring a light-hearted attitude. You know, going back to the article by Mr. Brown, he says harboring a light-hearted attitude makes a woman feel at ease around you, and it helps them have fun. He goes on to say, without feeling comfortable, it's hard for a woman to feel attracted towards you. I agree with those points. You know, as far as the status and as far as prestige and, you know, sense of humor isn't really going to get you in that bracket if that's what that woman is looking for. But just as far as getting around her hypergamous nature, different strategies, things we can employ. Hey, if you're able to keep her in a good spirit, keep her in a good mood, keep the, you know, interactions light, keep her smiling, hey, you're doing something good. He goes on, the next trait he speaks on, passion and ambition. Women love a man with passion and ambition. Why do you think women love musicians? Their passion. Also that, going back to musicians earlier in the article, he does reference how musicians can still, even if they're a struggling musician or a starving artist, starving musician, they may come with a certain status. You know, a woman may sleep with a musician. A woman may take on a musician as her man or life partner. He may come with a certain status. He may not be as financially dependable as a guy in corporate America, but he may have more status. He may have a reputation. He may have a name in the streets or the industry. He may be popular. He may have fans. You know, he may have some celebrity on any type of level. Those things also can be used to overcome female hypergamy, you know, and that way it will get you certain women who value those traits. So we want to keep that in mind. Passion, ambition, you know, you don't have to be a superstar, but if you're doing something with yourself, if you're working towards something, if you have a goal and it's bigger than yourself and you're pushing to that goal, some people call that or consider that being on your purpose, that is extremely attractive to women as well. Trait 4, quality 4, attribute 4, be well-dressed. A simple tip, but one that many men don't follow. Back to the article, the fact of the matter is women are attracted to success, and what easier way to look successful than to dress well? So, you know, if you don't have it, you know, it's kind of like fake it till you make it. You know, we just want to hack her hypergamous nature. It may sound a little bit, you know, what's the word here? We're being manipulative, or, you know, we're going around certain things here. You're not being completely genuine. You don't want to be completely false. You don't want to take on a false persona. But hey, you have to do some things sometimes just to get your foot in the door and give yourself a chance. She may not want to meet the real you, you know, based on not even being able to, you know, get a good first impression in there. So dress for success, you know, be well dressed. Don't go out and, if you're struggling on cash, don't spend everything else you do have to buy some clothes thinking that's going to get you in there. But, you know, hey, fellas, let's put on a good shirt. You know what I'm saying? Let's groom ourselves, you know. Let's be well-groomed, hygiene, you know, and let's get out there and let's get it popping. Next on the list, confidence. Now, the self-improvement, you know, working on yourself physically, emotionally, socially, financially, so on and so forth, that's going to boost up your confidence, which is next on the list. You know, women look up to a man who has confidence, you know, that screams out, hey, this guy, you know, he's onto something. He's going somewhere. He's someone, you know, he's respected. People look up to him. If people look up to him, women are going to look up to him. Women are people, you know. So, hey, let's keep your confidence up. Keep this in mind. Arrogance is trying to impress others and needing validation. Confidence is knowing who you are, what you're good at, and what you're not good at. It's about being honest with yourself. We all have insecurities, so a man that can accept his insecurities, improve on them, move on with his actions, that's incredibly attractive to women. moving through the list here, we're almost done. I'm not gonna talk your head off. I'm not gonna keep you here all day. Number six here, be a good listener. According to the article by Mr. Brown, a woman wants to be respected and listened to. She wants her opinions valued. If you're not listening intently to every word she's saying, you'll come across as boring, cold, and heartless. I've gone through this myself, fellas. You know, I am a good listener, very good listener, depending on the time and day that you catch me. You know, if I'm not the most energetic, if I'm more in a social, vibing, you know, relaxation mode, that may not be the best time for a quality conversation. But hey, if you catch me at the right time, I'm a great ear. I'm a great ear. You know, the article goes on to say, think about what she's saying, ask her questions. Too many guys talk about themselves and forget to listen to others. It's an easy way to separate you from the pack by being a good listener. You know, that may get you a couple of extra points in her eyes. Women look up to a man who respect her and make her feel comfortable, according to Mr. Brown. You know, so hey, you can put that in your toolkit. I'm just giving you little gems. I'm just dropping game, fellas. It's your job. Take all this game, go on, use it, add on to it, build onto it with your own research and strategies, and let's get it going. You know, you're going to keep your tools sharp. You have to keep your tools sharp in order to be an effective hunter out here. Number seven, last but definitely not least on the list here, kindness and empathy. You know, there's no getting around it. According to the article, a woman wants to be protected by a guy. And if you can't understand what she's going through and be kind to others, how will she feel comfortable and protected in your arms? He goes on to say, be kind to others, show compassion, empathy, be there for her. It's pretty simple, but a lot of guys get lost in their own problems and forget about other people. So showing you're compassionate, empathetic, and kind, it's a huge turn on to a lot of women. Once again, this is Mr. Brown's opinion. You know, depending on who you are and who you're dealing with, you can use these traits and qualities, and you can turn some of them up, you can turn some of them down, you can incorporate some of them, you can remove some of them for your own personal list. But once again, the self-improvement is key, fellas. You always want to be on the up and up. You always want to be improving yourself. You know, you want to always improve on one's knowledge, one's status, one's own character. And you need to be self-motivated. You know, no one's going to come around and give you that kick in the ass that you need. You know, so just think about it. You know, it's a direct connection, a direct correlation, man. You know, what you got, what you have to offer, how you're presenting yourself, how you're coming across. Keep in mind, you need to be at least two steps above her, or at least appear to be, or she might not even look your way. And that's going to do it for the PDA podcast, where we keep it a buck, we keep it a rat, 1,000 on your ass. You know what I'm saying? And PDA over and out. Yo.